KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The closure of the east-west runway in Nome has adversely affected some airlines while benefiting others. Alaska Airlines has canceled a number of flights to Nome. Some passengers in Anchorage scheduled to return this Tuesday and rescheduled for last night's flight have not yet made it to Nome. Meadow Bailey is the public information officer for the Department of Transportation Northern Region.
I was in the airport yesterday, though, when people weren't able to make it into Nome, and I was listening to them, so I know that there's people that are upset.
Bailey says the runway closure started on Monday and is because of an emergency runway repair. A section of the runway was settling due to an unstable subsurface, causing a big dip. The Department of Transportation needs to fix the issue now before winter hits.
This time of year is not ideal for construction, but this is when we could, as quickly as we could, get the funding, the project designed, and get it started. So we recognize that it's not the ideal time of year, but we felt like it was such a concern that it needed to be addressed as soon as possible.
Bailey says they plan on keeping the east-west runway closed until the repair is complete. She says they will rehabilitate the sunken section of runway, repave, and restripe. That work should be complete around the 1st of October, and the runway will reopen then.
But I know that it's impacting the public and people who are flying, and I wish it wasn't like that. Unfortunately, like I said, it's an emergency repair job that we just felt like it needed to be done as soon as possible. There was concern that we were going to have to close the runway indefinitely if we couldn't make these repairs. And so that's why it's happening right now.
Bering Air saw some extra business earlier this week due to the runway closure and the stricter restrictions Alaska Airlines now faces with only one runway in Nome. Chief Pilot Fenn Kinnean says on Tuesday some people got together and chartered a 1900 to and from Anchorage. And Aera Station Manager Myrtle Fagerstrom says the runway closure has also benefited their business. Because Aera has daily passenger service from Unalakleet to Anchorage, some Alaska Airlines Nome passengers whose flights were canceled walked across the parking lot to make it to Anchorage via Unalakleet. Bobby Egan with Alaska Airlines says 6 Nome flights have been canceled since the east-west runway was closed on Monday. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's hopeful the Senate will use the lame duck session after the November election to approve the Law of the Sea Treaty. The Alaska Republican says signing the treaty would contribute to national security and allow a level of certainty in exploiting natural resources off the state's coast as melting sea ice makes more of the ocean accessible. Both Murkowski and fellow Alaskan Senator Mark Begich strongly advocate signing the treaty, which establishes a system for resolving disputes in international waters. Critics say the issue is one of sovereignty and would subject the United States to international and judicial entities. Murkowski says some of her colleagues are an automatic no vote if a treaty has the United Nations in its title. The Port of Nome is bustling, and as a busy July has given way to an even busier August, new arrivals in Nome took to the podium at last night's meeting of the Nome Port Commission to share their concerns. With an estimated 150 vessels in the harbor, the commission heard concerns ranging from bilge water to skiff parking to insurance. Vessel inspection for insurance purposes was one area where many, especially those whose vessels recently arrived in Nome, have had difficulty meeting port requirements. Insurance is required for any vessel with more than 50 gallons of hazardous materials, including diesel fuel, on board. John Manns took the podium and said getting a vessel inspected in Nome has been difficult.
It's the availability of the inspectors for the insurance companies to inspect your boat. That's one of the huge problems right now. I know I've talked to a lot of people, and I think that right there is an issue in itself. But they try to schedule an inspector and have that person here by a certain time, and obviously you want the insurance now, you know. And we just got hit with this year, so it's kind of a new thing for everybody, and everybody's trying to comply.
Mann suggested including inspection costs with other port fees. In her report to the commission, Harbor Master Joy Baker said July saw increased harbor usage, a jump in the number of permitted vessels, high cargo fuel volume for the causeway and harbor, and other significant activity on the causeway. The traffic, Baker says, led to backups, and she looked to upcoming capital projects to make future years more manageable.
Towards the end of the month, we frequently had numerous vessels anchored offshore waiting their turn for the dock. So that middle dock construction is critical to being able to service these vessels without them the delay being too long and encouraging them to work elsewhere.
Baker added that moorage in the Snake River would also be necessary to deal with the vessel traffic next year, which she expects to be even greater. And an offer was made to store several canisters of potentially explosive ammonium nitrate at the port pad. Baker said the port declined the offer. The port does not allow storage of explosives. They do allow the transfer of explosives. Finally, Baker updated the commission on the jetty repair at Cape Nome. She said an agreement to use federal FEMA funds as a result of last November's storm has stalled. The funds can only be used to restore the jetty to its former state. They cannot be used for any kind of improvements. As the commission adjourned, they noted that discussion of expanding the Port of Nome and potential deep water port project will be taken up next Wednesday, August 22nd, at a joint meeting with the Commission and the Nome City Council. Two environmental groups are urging Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to block petroleum drilling in the Chukchi Sea because of a recent discovery of cold water corals in a site proposed for development by Shell Oil. The letter sent Thursday by the Center for Biological Diversity and Greenpeace USA says sea raspberry corals discovered near Shell's Burger Prospect should be analyzed to determine whether they will be damaged by drilling. The group say national law requires supplemental review if significant new circumstances or information relevant to environmental concerns appears. They also say cold water corals are significant in ocean ecosystems, providing three-dimensional habitat on seafloor that's often otherwise barren. Shell hopes to drill at least one exploratory well this year during the summer open water season. A look at the price of gold, up 30 cents an ounce to $1,616. An ounce of silver is down 13 cents to $28.19, and a pound of zinc at 80 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome at 9:23 and depart to Anchorage at 9:58. It's unofficially 49 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.